This is part two to the Mount Everest Hotel. As you open the doors, the wooden chairs and the wood tables all stand out because they look antique. You go up to the concierge to receive your room key and you can't wait to sleep. You've been in the air all day. Your feet are aching and your head is pounding. You just need some water. You're in room 123, the second floor. Go to the elevator, doors open, you walk in. There's one more floor above you, and then a basement. Basement is where the gym is located, with a pool and spa. The basement isn't completely enclosed. There are windows and balconies that look out on the mountain. It's not completely dark. There is some natural sunlight down there, but your room is just a single suite. The double suites are on the floor above. Elevator goes up, and you step out to take a right. Your room is the third one down. The baggage claim man was right. Your bags were already in there, in the room waiting for you to unpack. When you open the door to a beautiful sight, the white powdery snow on the mountains, black dots which look like ants on the mountain, make their way down the slope. You know they're humans, but they look like ants from how far away they are. Your kitchen is 5-star. Your bed is a king. The bathroom has 2 sinks and 2 shower heads, so you get water from all directions pouring down on you. You can't wait to get out on this mountain and snowboard down. The snowboard you ordered online is waiting in your living room, in your hotel living room, and you can't wait to get your boots on and slide down the slope. This is what you plan on doing as soon as you take a power nap. So you hop into bed. The sheets are all comfy and soft. The mattress pulls you in, and as soon as you close your eyes, you go to bed. About 40 minutes later, you wake up. You look out your window and you remember how lucky you are to earn a ticket to this place. There's a button in the kitchen that you hit, and at the push of the button, a waiter will bring certain ingredients up to your room so you can make your own lunch, breakfast, or dinner. Or if you want to eat out, there's a menu full of food and dinner items you can choose from, all included in your trip. You strap your boots up, grab your jacket and your snow pants, and get dressed to go outside for a couple runs down the hill. After a few minutes, you're ready and you grab your goggles to head out the door. Snowboard in hand, GoPro on the helmet, gloves on, you're ready for anything. You walk down the hallway back to the elevator, and you hit the basement number. Because right at the end of the hallway from the basement, there's a slope that you can slide down for warm-ups. Not that you'll stay here forever, but it's always good to practice before you do the real thing. The elevator descends, and the doors open to the beautiful spa. And the practice slope at the end of the walkway. It's outdoors. There seem to be a good number of people there practicing their snowboarding. Put your goggles on, and you tap the top of your GoPro to start recording. You strap your shoes into your snowboard, and you push off. This snow splits right under your board. You turn left and right, work on your braking. And even though you're alone, this is the most fun you've had by yourself. You love the snow. And you love snowboarding even more. Once you reach the bottom, you hop on the treadmill to take you back up to the top, and you go down again. You do the same thing, a couple of turns to the right, a couple to the left, work on your braking, and you take the treadmill back up from the top. You do this about four times to get ready for the big slopes. And when you think you're ready, you hit the button at the end of the slope that'll call for a taxi to take you up to the top of the mountain. The man arrives pretty quickly, and you hop in this back seat. A couple minutes go by. Keep looking at the sky because it's so beautiful. The prettiest blue and purple you've ever seen because the sun is setting soon. There's no wind, just cold air all around you. And you can't wait to relive this moment where the skyline is purple, blue, and yellow. Your GoPro's top of the line and is doing a great job capturing these moments. As you disembark from the taxi, you look to your left and you see a perfect piece of snow for you to start your snowboarding on. You push off, slowly picking up speed. You're not good enough to go straight down in a line as fast as you can. So you slowly start making S's into the snow. The cutting of the snow underneath your board is so satisfying. The crunch of the snow underneath your board, mixed with the cold air and the fresh smell of oxygen, combined for heaven on earth. No matter what happens, you want to come back here before you pass. You keep doing your S's all the way down the mountain, and in about 3 minutes you reach the bottom. You break, sending snow everywhere, and you make your way over to the ski lift that'll take you right back to the top so you can do it again. One more good run before you go to bed. You find the same spot and try to mimic the implants that were there already, making S's in the ground. You zoom down the side of this mountain. There are plenty of other faces to snowboard on, but this one is one of the easiest, they say. And you're gonna make your way up to the top. Top of the mountain. But most importantly, you're gonna have fun. And you're already enjoying yourself enough. Being on a snowboard, the best feeling. As you reach the bottom, you take your snowboard off, and you hit the button, calling for a taxi. The same guy pulls up to take you back to the hotel. You leave a $5 bill on the seat as a tip for his great service, and you enter through the basement of the hotel, find the elevator, and ride it all the way back up to your room, 123. You undress and throw your jacket, sweatpants, gloves, socks, underwear, all into the dryer. Turn it on so everything will be nice and warm tomorrow. All your clothes will be dried out. And you'll be ready for a second day on the slopes. You store your snowboard away in the closet and order dinner. Some wine and a nice salad. You hop in the shower and the warm water feels so good on your back as the water makes its way down your body to your toes, heating you up every inch of the way. You dry yourself off with a towel after a very nice shower. You get dressed in your jammies, and just as you sit down to watch some TV, your door rings with your order. The man brings it inside and puts it on your table. A nice romaine salad with tomatoes, avocado, sprinkled with cheese. Delicious. You munch it up while enjoying some TV. And you almost fall asleep on the couch, but you force yourself to walk to the bed, because your back will forgive you in the morning. Just as you hop into bed and pull the covers over you, you fall asleep and start dreaming the snowfall that you'll see in the morning. Good night, baby. Hope you're asleep. Love you.